Salutations, Celestial Sightseers. I'm David Fuller from Eyes on the Sky. In this tutorial, I'm going to show you how to get a comet to show up in Stellarium. And I'm talking about choosing a specific, particularly a new comet that you might have heard of on the news, and you know what the designation is, and you want to import it into Stellarium and have it show up so you know where it will show up in your sky at the right time for you. So here's how to do that, because this is probably one of the most confusing things about Stellarium that's not particularly easy to do. So follow along carefully. What we're going to do is we're going to go over here and click on our configuration window. And you can see how there's a bunch of tabs across the top. We're going to go to the plugins. And we're going to go all the way down to Solar System Editor. Okay? So plugins, over on the left, scroll down, Solar System Editor, and then click on Configure. Now, my Load at Startup, that has just always been on there. You might need to check that, and if it says that and it's not checked, check it, close Stellarium, go back, and so that it reloads. So now that we're back into this, we can see how there's three tabs across the top there. You're going to click on the Solar System tab. Now notice there's a bunch of comets already in there, but our comet is not there because it's a new comet, so it has to load that file. So in order to do that, you have to click on Import Orbital Elements. Well, then you have to click on a couple other things. Notice how this defaults to asteroids. So we actually want that to be comets, because if you do asteroids and you try to select from the bookmarks, you're not going to get the right information. So you have to click on comets and then click on that. And I have always used the MPC's list of observable comets. That's always brought up any comet that I want to see. So I click on that one. If it doesn't show what you need, you may need to click on another one, but that's the one that's always worked for me. So we click on that. Now you have to actually import that particular list. So you click on Get Orbital Elements. And then a list of comets shows up, and you can see there's Halley and Encke and a whole bunch of other ones. Well, the one that we probably want is likely way down on the list because it's going to be a relatively new one. And you can see you go through a whole bunch of dates, 2016, 17, 18, 19. And now we want to go up. Let's say, for example, I know that there's a relatively new one out there, at least as I'm making this right now, called Comet C2020 F3 NEOWISE. So let's click on that one, and we want to do Add Object. So we wait for that to add the object, and once it's added it, we can close everything. We can close this. We can close this. And now, when we go into our Solar System Editor over here and do this, there's comments. We have to push up how faint a particular object is, so it may not show up right away. But once you push that up, there's the comment. And when we zoom in, we can probably click somewhere in that area, and then that's going to show. It's usually below and to the left of where the words are. That's where the comet is. It's going to give you an estimated magnitude, and you can then go forward and backward in time to see where that comet would be and how high up it would be. So you might be able to look at that, you know, later at night, so it might actually be look brighter for you or something like that. But that is how you can load a new comet into Stellarium so that it will show for you from your specific location and where it will be in the sky for you as well. I hope that helps. If you like this video, please share it, or check out my other videos. I do regular tutorials on how to find great things in the night sky, as well as other Stellarium tutorials and how to use telescopes. That's all for this video. I hope it helped. Thanks for watching.